You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast show where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. This is a special episode. This is technically the very first recorded masterclass episode. So in these masterclasses, basically the idea is that I open them up to anyone in the Joshua Segafis Mastermind Tribe to join in, and we can have discussion, Q&A, we can go through the material, bounce things back and forth, all of that different stuff. Now, with all of that being said, I'm going to change the light here. I'm experimenting with a new ring light, but green is a lot. Ooh, look at that red color. Purple, there's a lighter blue. That's not bad. We're going to go with that. Okay, so now the event is technically starting right now, but listen, I don't know if anybody from my tribe is actually joining. I'm not sure if they're going to be, available, anyone, like, you know, the tribe is still, you know, pretty small. There's a few of us. We're few but mighty, you know, and sometimes we have a big group at these masterclasses, and sometimes it's a small group, and then sometimes nobody is available, and that's okay, because now I have an excuse to go ahead and talk to talk anyway, because we're going to record it. That's the gig. And I also want to let you know that I've kind of been reworking the membership tiers. There's a really affordable mastermind group tier now, an entry level, like basic tier, and you get to take part in these events when you sign up under that tier. So if you are interested in jumping in on these types of discussions with me, if you're interested in, you know, like chopping it up, going back and forth, asking questions, digging deeper into these things during these masterclasses, then by all means, please go down in the description, click on that link, join up, try it for a month, see what you think. You know, there's no commitment to stay forever if it turns out not to be for you. But, you know, the purpose here is to continue the journey, to level up, to be truly alpha, to live that alpha mentality lifestyle, and to continue the alpha journey on a day-to-day basis around other people who care about the same thing, other people who want to accomplish the same thing. Okay. So, anyway, this is an important thing. This is crucial on the journey. And this is, you know, just my attempt to try to make the Mastermind Tribe a place where people, you know, from all different walks of life can come in and walk the alpha journey with other people who are doing it, right? Men, women, you know, no matter what stage of the journey you're in, you know, whether you're getting real money yet, whether you have your purpose figured out yet, whatever it is, the goal is to create a place where you can come in no matter what stage you're at and begin the journey around other people who, you know, other people who are going to be understanding and encouraging and motivating. The world can be a very negative place. There can be a lot of nonsense. There can be a lot of hate. A lot of people don't understand when you're trying to better yourself. They don't understand some of the things you're doing. They may disagree. They may try to discourage you. Some people are just miserable and they're going to want to keep you from trying to become your best self. This is very sad, but it's a sad reality of our world. Okay. Now, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go into the topic here. The topic today is defining the alpha mentality and basically talking about what it means to be truly alpha. Okay. This is a very important topic. And I chose this topic very intentionally because there's some new people coming through the tribe who, you know, they're getting ready to begin this journey. And, you know, it's been a while since I've really created an episode all about this. And so we're just going to dive into it and we're going to talk about it. We're going to chop it up. This is going to be a pretty casual episode. I'm not going to be too crazy organized. I am organized in the sense I've got my notes and I've got on my outline here and I've got all the important information, but people may jump in here. So I hope they do. If anyone's available, if not, you know, I bet they're crushing it, just doing what they're doing. And the bigger that this tribe gets and the more people sign up, the more likely it'll be that we have consistent people coming to these masterclasses and, you know, there'll be more consistent interaction and be able to hang out and toss ideas around. Like, I love it when we get a room full of people because then we get all kinds of, like, you know, experiences. People share their experiences. They share their thoughts. They share their own reflections on what we're talking about. And it just adds a lot more depth and value, right? So yeah, it's awesome. So I hope that people jump in, but even if they don't, if they're just busy, if they're doing other things, that's okay. Sometimes it happens. Life is busy right now for a lot of people, me included. And it is what it is. All right. So defining the alpha mentality and what it means to be truly alpha. And I'm just going to start off with a little introduction to this and say that for me, the alpha mentality was the thing that saved my life. Okay. My life was a downward spiral to complete self-destruction. I did a lot of crazy stuff. I messed up my life in a lot of crazy ways. I drove the ship of my life absolutely into the rocks and sunk it, making bad choices. At the time, I did the most damage to my life when I was living a hedonistic lifestyle. Like I used to be very religious and then I kind of really overcorrected from being hyper-religious when I left my religious faith at the age of 26. And I kind of swung way over into hedonism. And for those of you who don't know, hedonism is basically the lifestyle characterized just by pleasure. If something feels good or is fun, you pursue it. You try to do it. Like that's the common denominator. And, you know, a hedonistic lifestyle, that's not what this episode is about, but I'm just going to say that led to the downfall of my life in many pretty catastrophic ways. Eventually, my marriage failed and it fell apart. And if you follow me very much, you know that that's kind of what began this journey for me. I found myself alone, lonely, rejected, broken, literally financially broke, with really no hope. You know, I had no idea what to do. My life was in shambles. I tried my best to do things the right way or to, you know, do different things and nothing really worked. And I ended up just at rock bottom. I thought about just giving it up, throwing in the towel. And then I thought, I have, you know, and to be honest, it was my kids. I thought about my kids and I was like, I don't want my kids to grow up without a dad. You know, I got to pull through this. I've got to get this together. And so I did, and I decided to give it another try. And I really put myself through a process of trying to figure out what went wrong. And what I came up with was I had been living a very reactive lifestyle where I had been giving away all of my power. And I realized I needed to start taking back my power from the chaos. I needed to start being intentional about my life, making a plan, deploying that plan, right? And when I failed, I needed to analyze it, learn lessons, and then adapt. And this was a very simple realization that led to me forming my own life code. And it led to what I now call the alpha mentality. And I wrote the very first thing I did was I wrote the 18 vows of the Oath of Kings and Queens, which you can find on my website, joshuasegafis.com. You can go to the menu tab options and you can find the 18 vows and click on it and you can read my personal alpha code. And that was what began. See, those rules didn't start out as a vow system necessarily. I started writing them down as rules because as I became aware of things I was doing to sabotage my own life, I started to write down rules so that I wouldn't repeat those behaviors. And that's how the vows started. And then I kind of, you know, started with like four or five different vows. And then I just kept adding them as I identified things I was doing to sabotage my life. And, you know, I got to 18 and that covered, you know, pretty much everything. There may be a day when I add another vow or two, but for the most part that covers everything. And then I really started, you know, this alpha mentality thing just started to take shape in my own life. And I started blogging about it in October of 2019. I started to document my own journey and to try to tell other people kind of what I'd learned, especially about the alpha mentality. And then especially about dating, because I had learned alpha mentality helped me to date. It helped me to fix my dating life. Now that was only the first thing it helped me to fix. What it really helped me fix first was my mental state, my mentality, living life characterized by abundance and power instead of scarcity and fear and powerlessness. But then it ended up morphing more into living a life. So the base mentality, and then that ended up helping me to level up, to basically improve other areas of my life. I very quickly improved my work, like my ability to stay focused, show up for work, take my job. Well, not my job, my business more seriously. I was a freelance writer at the time. That was the only thing I was doing. So it was kind of like a job, but I was self-employed, but I treated it. I was just coasting along. I wasn't taking it very seriously. And so I leveled that up, started making a lot more money just by being more proactive and taking more responsibility. And then I also started to work on my dating life because my dating life was absolutely terrible. And then I leveled that up. And then I was very successful at that. The alpha mentality really showed me how to improve my dating life in a way that made sense and in a way that was replicable for other people too. I realized that this was a lot of people were getting this stuff wrong. A lot of people were misunderstanding and doing the same things I was doing wrong. And so I started blogging about it. And then I started moving on to other areas of my life, working on them, fixing them. Relationships was an area I started working on. Leadership was an area I started working on. Just trying to become a good man, just trying to do the best I could, just trying to become a winner instead of a loser. Trying to be the kind of man who could, you know, be proud of my existence instead of just being ashamed of myself all the time, right? Anyway, that's kind of the background. And then it continued and I continued on this journey. And this whole journey has been one for me. Like I have been walking on this path to fix my own life and to then to continue to improve my life. Once I stopped, you know, once I stopped all the big leaks and I kind of stopped the disasters and I got a handle on it. Well, now the alpha mentality became something that I continued to study and level up in so that I could improve my life and get better than I ever was. And so that process continues even to this day. And I'm very, to say that I'm grateful that I started that journey would be an understatement because it absolutely saved my life. It saved my ability to be a man, to be a father, to date. It saved my business. It saved my relationships. It saved everything. Like it's truly the filter through which I view the world and make choices and deploy solutions. And when I use it as a filter and I stay true to the principles, it doesn't fail me. Even through the hardest times, it has proven to be a rigorously effective system for helping me to act upon life in a successful manner. Okay. We're going to go through this defining the alpha mentality and what it means to be truly alpha. And we're just going to get started with this. And like I said, people may jump in here, you know, at some point later. I'm not sure if anyone will. At this point, I find it probably unlikely, but you never know. People could jump in, but we'll see. We're just going to jump into this anyway, and we're going to go through these points. Okay, so first of all, can men and women both be alpha, like, or is it just alpha men and you know, a lot of people talk about alpha males. They don't talk about alpha females very much, but yes, absolutely. This is not gender specific. Now, when you start dating, there are unique strategies for men and women. However, when it comes to just the alpha mentality, no, it's the same process for men and women, and it should be. And in fact, I don't think, so a lot of men struggle with this. However, a lot of women struggle with this too in a different way, because a lot of women, I don't think, understand the value in alpha mentality for women and how women can absolutely be alpha females, and that this is a very noble and lofty thing to shoot for. I don't think a lot of women think about that. I think it's more likely that men are to focus on hierarchy than women in a conscious way, because men have so much to gain on the dating marketplace. When women deploy the alpha mentality, it does help their attraction, but not as much as deploying the alpha mentality helps men to increase their attraction. So there's like men have what looks like a bigger reason at first to deploy the alpha mentality for dating than women do. But it is just because there's kind of a disparity between those two things doesn't mean that women don't gain huge benefits in other areas. I often say that, you know, one of the core benefits when it comes to dating to embrace alpha mentality for men is that it just makes them more attractive, because it makes them more effective men. But the reason why it's important for women to embrace alpha mentality when they're dating is because then they will become strong enough women that they will not become reliant or helpless in regards to the men they're dating. They won't be giving away their power to all the men they date, which is very important. A woman needs to be capable of surviving on her own and not being dependent on a man, because the minute you become completely dependent on some man for your survival or your resource potential, you're going to put yourself into a very dangerous situation. Okay. I don't care how good of a man he is. This is not a wise thing for anyone to do. So there are benefits for men and women, but they vary a little bit in the specifics. And this is interesting. And I love talking about that, because that's the difference between men and women, which I'm very fascinated by. Okay, let's talk about the alpha mentality definition, okay? Being alpha means simply this: to take action-oriented, intentional control of your life, energy, resources, and strategic trajectory, embracing radical self-responsibility, shirking victim mentality, and determining to utilize your time and resources wisely to proactively create a meaningful, significant destiny and lasting legacy of greatness in the world. Now, if that sounds like a mouthful, you would be correct. It is a mouthful. And the reason for why it's so verbose is because I've put a lot of time and energy into describing it. I wrote that definition very specifically. It includes most of the important things I think are crucial. And now I'm going to publish a blog post that has all this stuff in it, and you can find that linked to in the description of this. So if you want to read that or something, you can go do that. Now, I'm also going to tell you this. I created a free ebook called An Introduction to the Alpha Mentality, which you can download for free on my website. That link is also in the description. If you want to really do a deep dive into what the alpha mentality is, like a lot deeper than we're going to go in this episode, then you should go read that ebook, because you should sign up for my mailing list and then you get the ebook emailed to you for free. And that will really help you to dive deeper into that. And I would recommend that you do that, because there's a lot of good information there that we're not going to cover here. There are like 11 chapters of different important criteria and philosophical things that it goes into for living an alpha mentality and living the alpha journey. We're simply defining it tonight, and we're just talking about like the basics. So go download that ebook. Okay, that's the alpha mentality definition. Now, what does it mean if you're not living in alpha mentality? It means you're living in beta mentality. Now, this alpha beta designation, a lot of people use these for different things. I'm not the only one to use these terms. Different people use these terms for different designations all the time. In fact, my definitions of the term alpha and beta differ from, for example, Vox Day's sociosexual hierarchy. They differ from even what the pickup community kind of uses, although mine is more similar to what they use. They basically use the term alpha to describe a guy who wins with women, and beta as a definition for a guy who doesn't win with women. But let me tell you what my the definition of beta is alpha and beta. Basically, everyone is either alpha or beta, and it's about the mindset it's about the mindset that directs their behavior and their thought process. This is how I define it. Okay, so here's the beta mentality definition. Being beta means that instead of creating your destiny intentionally, you just react to the chaos of life and the world, allowing the actions and decisions of other people and outside circumstances to decide how you're going to live and whether or not you're going to succeed. And this is a classic, this definition, if this sounds a lot to you like giving away your power to the chaos, which I talk about all the time, you're exactly right. That's the definition of beta. So alphas and betas have some differences. I'm going to go through, in fact, a list of characteristics of the alpha mentality versus characteristics of the beta mentality and give you some like legitimate real world examples of how these two things are different. Okay. So let's talk about the characteristics of the alpha mentality. The alpha understands that they must create their own meaning in life by choosing a purpose and committing to its pursuit. The alpha identifies the challenges or obstacles standing in their way, and then takes radical self-responsibility in life to shoulder the burden of facing and defeating those obstacles. The alpha decides to take intentional, proactive action on a daily basis. This is another thing, so I'm making a note here. The alpha makes a plan, executes the plan, analyzes and adapts when they face failure, turns failures into lessons, and then continues onward to create their own destiny and legacy in life. See, this is a very intentional process, okay? And this stands in stark contrast to the beta mentality, which is this. The beta believes that they're a victim in life, okay? They give away their power because they don't want to accept full responsibility for their own existence. The beta doesn't have a sense of purpose or meaning, sometimes because they believe that the universe owes them these things, like a false sense of entitlement. The beta shrinks away from difficulties, obstacles, and challenges. Instead of facing them, they run away from them. The beta reacts to the chaos of life instead of making a plan and taking proactive action to execute that plan. The beta complains and blames others when they face failure. The beta stays in their comfort zone and lives a mostly risk-averse lifestyle. So you can kind of get a sense of the differences between these mentalities, okay? Now, if you want to dig deeper into this and understand this more, once again, download my ebook, or you can also read the 18 Vows of the Oath of Kings and Queens. You can find it at joshuasagivis.com, and then in the menu tab options, 18 Vows. And this will, if you read those vows, you'll get a sense of like, okay, the alpha does these things. And then the opposite of the beta mentality. Okay, so then the opposite would be beta. Okay, why use the term alpha? I get this question all the time. A lot of people think, well, Josh, I understand wanting to be intentional, wanting to be proactive. This is great. Wanting to develop yourself, become a better person. That's awesome. But why the term alpha? Isn't the term alpha kind of a hijacked term that a lot of weird men's groups use to talk about pickup artistry and all this stuff? Isn't that kind of a taboo, weird word? There's no such thing as an alpha male. people, I've heard some version of this question, hundreds of times. I hear this at parties. When I go to parties and people learn what I do, they immediately question me about this. Why use the term alpha? Okay. Is there a good reason for it? And the answer is that there is a good reason to use it. And I'm going to explain why right after I take a drink of my drinking. Okay. First of all, the term alpha is important because when we're talking about the alpha mentality, there is a hierarchy component to it that we can't overlook. And I'm going to explain why. Okay. So first of all, let's talk about the baseline scientific definition for the designation of alpha. Okay. You talk about, the alpha wolves, alpha chimps, alpha, whatever, the alpha lion, alpha, the pack. Now, there are a lot of weird ideas around that go around about this. There's a lot of weird ideas. People used to have this weird idea of alpha wolves that ended up being discredited. People have had weird ideas about the alpha, like alpha chimpanzees and stuff. Those things have been discredited. one person who I think does an amazing job of actually talking about real alpha behavior and what it means is Franz de Waal. He wrote Mama's Last Hug, which is about chimpanzee emotions and how they are so similar to human emotions. And he wrote Chimpanzee Politics, and just an incredible man who's done incredible work in primatology. And he talks a lot about the definition of alpha and what it really means and the truth about alpha mentality from a behavior and evolution perspective. Okay, so now the basic scientific definition of the designation of alpha is simply this: to be the highest ranking member of one's own gender within the context of their significant social groups and hierarchies. Okay. Now, this basically means that, you know, if you're the highest ranking member of your social group, of your gender within that social group, well, in that setting, you're the alpha. And this designation is fractal. You may be more alpha in some settings than in others. If you're in a setting where you're playing basketball and you're 7 foot tall and you're playing with a bunch of people who are 5 foot tall, unless they're really, really good at the game enough to overcompensate for your height, you're probably going to be the kind of the alpha of that setting. However, if you go into a situation then where you're hanging around with 20 other guys who are also 7 foot tall, who are better than you at basketball, your alpha designation may change very quickly. You might end up not even being close to the top ranking member in that room because those other guys may be able to mop the floor with you. And so this is what it means. And then you're ranked on the hierarchy is a very complex thing. It basically involves how other people perceive you, how effective you are, how competent you are, and how much value you bring to the hierarchy. Okay. Now, I describe being alpha in terms of my own personal journey through my personal mission statement. This is like my interpretation of it, right? I'm on a mission to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and a tribe. And that to me is kind of like what it means to be alpha. That's what I'm shooting for. Want to be the best man in the room all the time. And that's really what it comes down to, being the best man or woman in the room. Okay. So anyway, we're going to move on from that. Status is a hierarchical attribute, and status is required for attraction. This is another reason why the alpha designation is actually important. Okay. This is true more for men than for women, but it's still important for women if they want high value men to take them seriously as a potential life partner. So in other words, I'm trying to think of the best way to explain this. For men, status is actually a very important attraction metric on the dating marketplace. So another reason for why the term alpha is important is because if we ignore status in the hierarchy, like if we ignore that conversation, people aren't going to, like men aren't going to understand what hierarchy has to do with attraction, when the truth is that it has a lot to do with attraction. A lot of men try to level up their dating life without understanding attraction, status, and how the hierarchy, their place in the hierarchy, dictates their attraction levels. And this is bad news. You're going to be playing the game by a set of rules that are not realistic unless you understand that crucial mechanism. So that's another reason for why we use the term alpha in alpha mentality, because it designates hierarchy, and hierarchy is important for many of the things required to measure progress in terms of like intentional, proactive life betterment. Okay. Okay. The term alpha helps us to cover the status and hierarchy dimensions of attraction, power, and success. I kind of already talked about this. If we use the term intentional mentality or proactive mentality, we would be missing a huge foundational part of the equation. The alpha mentality does contain these things, but the alpha part is an important filter for other behaviors. So in other words, you know, this mentality is intentional. This mentality is proactive. But if you just call it proactive mentality or intentional mentality, that's all you think about, and you ignore the hierarchy element, then you're not actually embracing true alpha mentality, because true alpha mentality is hierarchy conscious. And the hierarchy, hierarchy is important because this is how humans arrange themselves. Anyway, and we've already, so I'm kind of now going into a loop about that. But anyway, okay, let's move on from that. That's why it's important, and we're just going to move on. Okay. what is an alpha personality like? This is another question that really commonly pops up when I'm talking about this. Okay. Now, this is a good question, and it's a very open-ended question. Open-ended in the sense that there's a lot of room for being creative with how you want to describe this. And there's a lot of room to be correct with a creative assessment of this. Okay. But I've kind of broken alpha personality down into 33 different traits. Now, this is a little, like, there's a lot here. I'm just going to go through these real quick. And I think these are the traits. When I sit down and I think about the traits that really describe alpha personality, these are the traits that come to my mind. And these, I think, are the top traits. Okay. Now they're not listed in any specific order. These are just orders. I have written very extensively about this. I wrote a whole blog post about this. I'll link to it down in the blog post that I'm going to link to in this video, but I'm just going to go through this list. Okay. Self-sufficiency, self-love, responsibility, self-empowerment, wisdom, restraint, balance, bravery, kindness, respectfulness, intentionality, strength of character, self-ownership, gratitude, honesty, not being afraid of healthy conflict and confrontation, excellence, self-improvement, leadership, ambition, pushing yourself to become better, loyalty, orderliness, rationality, relentlessness, being purpose-focused, caring about leaving a lasting legacy of greatness, being patient, no petty drama, high standards, you master and overcome your guilt, not being afraid to go to war, but doing everything possible to make peace first, and then being aware of your own mortality and that, you know, life doesn't last forever. And so we should act while we have the chance to act. So this is basically my list of alpha personality traits, 33 of them. It's kind of a lot. And you know, there's a lot more that could be put in here. And, you know, everyone is going to have a little bit of their own unique niche within this, right? Their own unique this collection of categories that they're very passionate about that could be very useful and helpful. These are just the ones that I have focused on the most, but, like, you know, there's some that aren't even in here that could be in here. For example, I said honesty. Okay. Straightforwardness, like being straightforward. Okay. I don't think I actually put that in here. I kind of see, to me, that's another version of honesty, but to some people that may be more unique to them. Like, well, honesty is a thing. Yeah. But being straightforward is something I really care about. And you could absolutely put that in there. And that could be an alpha personality trait. What we want to do is we always want to run any traits that we are exhibiting through the filter of the definition of the alpha mentality. So in other words, is it helping us to take action-oriented, intentional control of our life, energy, resources, and strategic trajectory? Is it helping us to embrace radical self-responsibility, to shirk victim mentality, and to determine to utilize our time and resources wisely to proactively create a meaningful, significant destiny and lasting legacy of greatness in the world? If the trait is assisting us in that endeavor, then odds are really good that it could fit into the alpha personality descriptor. Okay. And so it's that simple, and it's not that simple at the same time. Okay. Now let's move on to the next question here. How do you become alpha? Okay. This is a very complicated ordeal to talk about. I've created over 400 podcast episodes specifically dedicated to answering this question in all kinds of different ways, about things from everything from dating to fitness to business to mentality, everything. And we never really reach the end of this question because it's an open-ended self-development process. However, I have boiled it down to the most bare bones basic three steps. And I'm going to outline those steps for you to basically, you know, define when we're defining the alpha mentality, how do you become alpha? Okay. So these are the most basic three steps. It doesn't get any more basic than this. Step number one, embrace alpha mentality in your life. In other words, read the definition, decide, yeah, I'm going to be that. I'm going to stop being beta and I'm going to be alpha. And then you start actually living it. You start actually meditating on it. You read it every day. You follow that basic framework, even if it's not perfect, but that's how you begin the alpha journey. You just start trying to live a more intentional, proactive existence, and you strive to be your best while you're doing it. And that's the beginning. Okay. Number two, start leveling up. We're not going to get it right at first, and our lives are probably going to contain a lot of messes. We got to start cleaning up. So we got to start leveling up. We got to start becoming better men and women than we were yesterday. And my process for this is always the same. I say, mind your business, get your money, pursue your purpose in life, level up mind, body, spirit, embrace radical self-responsibility, reject victim mentality, seek to be 1% better every day than you were yesterday. And that's pretty much all encapsulating. That pretty much encapsulates most of the stuff you're going to want to do as you're leveling up in the alpha mentality. So that's my definition for how to start leveling up. But we got to start leveling up. What we don't want to do is stagnate. If we just coast along and we don't start actually moving forward in life, we don't start developing and we don't get better, we're going to stagnate and we're going to deteriorate. And we don't want that. We want to keep getting better with time. We want to get better with age. This is an alpha. This is an undeniable alpha mentality, is that we want to keep getting better. We do not want to deteriorate. And then step number three, strive to become the best man or woman in the room. So at what point do you stop developing? Well, the aim is to become the best man or woman in any room, regardless of what room you might be standing in. And even then, to continue to make yourself better, because you never want to stop improving. And so that marker, shooting to become the best man or woman in the room, is a very important marker to shoot for. This is a marker of excellence, and it includes the mandate to bring value to the tribe, to be competent, to be formidable, to be effective at the things that matter. Because how do you increase your status in the hierarchy? You do it by bringing value into the hierarchy. You do it by serving the hierarchy to make sure that everyone within that hierarchy becomes more successful as a result of you being involved in it. This is a leadership trait. A lot of people don't understand this, but leaders, actual alpha leaders, are not tyrannical bullies who order people around. They're actually servant leaders who lead from the front. They are the types of men and women who are empathetic to their tribe. They are consoler in chief. They're there as the emotional backbone and the strategic forward thinker. They're there to challenge and lead by example the most powerful members of the tribe. And they're there to lift up the weakest members to say, hey, it's okay. Let's keep going. Like, I'm going to help you. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to be here for you. You know, I'm going to make sure that you're continuing this journey, being as successful as you can be. You know, it's about keeping order. It's about keeping peace. It's about making sure that everyone has what they need. These are leadership traits. A lot of people get this twisted. They don't understand the truth of this. This is a very important thing. All right. That pretty much sums up and completes my discussion on defining the alpha mentality and what it means to be truly alpha. I hope that this has been informative. I hope that this has helped you to understand this process and this mentality a little better. I believe that this is the true way for men and women to live. I believe that men and women who choose to live an alpha mentality are setting themselves up for success. If you think that you might want to get involved in this process to further your own alpha journey, once again, feel free to click on the link in the description and join the Mastermind Tribe. It's very affordable now. I've kind of set it up differently to be more affordable because the truth is that the reason I set it up that way is because I really have a heart for bringing people into the tribe who are just beginning on the alpha journey. And when I was first starting on the alpha journey, I didn't have very much money. My life was basically like a dumpster fire, and I was like really trying to put it out. And so I didn't have a whole lot of money to spend on even extra self-help stuff. I kind of had to find my own way piecing together free stuff. And I bought some books, and that was pretty much the thing. But here's the thing. I would have really benefited from having some leadership and guidance on the path. I didn't find that until later on, but I would have really benefited from it. And so that's partly why, you know, that's partly why I have this whole platform and why I created this tribe. I'm creating all the stuff I wish I would have had when I was younger, like when I was first starting the journey. And so I've kind of reorganized the tribe pricing structure to reflect that. I want people to be able to join and not have price be a barrier. So I've made it a lot more affordable, and I hope that you consider joining if you might think it could be useful and beneficial to you. Anyway, all right, that's going to be it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you listening. As always, go with grace. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.